Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. It is, well, folks, I got to tell you, nothing but excitement. Nothing but excitement. You know, and at the same time, Bernie Sanders people are upset at Hillary Clinton. People are starting to wonder, hey, we've got Russian military units hacking the DNC and providing information from those emails that they've hacked to WikiLeaks. Could it very well be that Fox News and Donald Trump are getting the very thing that they want? That would be Vladimir Putin having a puppet president of the United States. I'm just saying, I don't know. To help us talk about this and other interesting facts, we've got Doug Cunningham of Workers Independent News. Doug, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Great to be with you from the Democratic National Convention here in Philadelphia. Just came out of a Bernie Delegates Network media briefing this morning. And I guess we can touch on that piece first, okay, because you set it up here talking about lots of different things. But the Bernie Delegates Network says there could be a Kane mutiny here in Philadelphia. Tim Kaine, the candidate for vice president, the Hillary Clinton picked, is not a big favorite of the Bernie Sanders delegates. They did a poll of the delegates, and of those responding to the poll, 88.1% said Tim Kaine is not acceptable as a VP candidate. So Bernie Sanders delegates are wrestling with not just being angry that their guy didn't win. They are wrestling with all of these other issues, the emails that you mentioned that came out and that showed supposedly that the DNC, I haven't read all of them, that's why I just say allegedly or supposedly because I haven't read them myself, but that showed some favoritism toward the Bernie Sanders campaign when the DNC is supposed to be neutral. Now, the Bernie delegates could mount some protests on the convention floor, and including that Kaine mutiny I was talking about when Tim Kaine's name is put in. They may put up an alternative candidate. They may do a protest. It's not clear what they're going to do. They said that actually it's up to each individual delegate what they do, but they're not happy.
You know, I have to say this. You know, and we've seen some of our friends that are huge fans of Bernie talk about, well, you know, if it's not Bernie, then it's Donald Trump. I'm thinking to myself, That doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't get it. I don't understand it. You may not like Hillary Clinton. You may not like what Hillary Clinton stands for. You may not like Tim Kaine and what Tim Kaine stands for or what they've done. But, and we saw Bernie do a giant tractor pull on Hillary Clinton, and God bless him for that, okay? But my question is who do you think you're going to have a better chance of doing a giant tractor pull on, Hillary and Tim or Don and Mike?
Right, yeah. And by the way, the Bernie delegates today at the press briefing said they do understand the necessity that Trump needs to be defeated. But they said that they're here not just for some sort of party unity window dressing. They are here to continue to push for a progressive agenda as members, as people inside the Democratic Party, not outside.
Right.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you may have heard, I don't know, she was booed this morning at the Florida delegation breakfast. And so Tim Kaine, they point out several things, including Tim Kaine, as governor of Virginia, said he strongly supported the anti-union right-to-work law there. He strongly supports other things that the Bernie delegates and progressive Democrats, quite frankly, don't go along with. He criticized Democrats for seeking a higher tax rate on millionaires in 2011. I know in Virginia the reason why he did this, but he supported a controversial coal-fired power plant in Wise County, and the environment is one of the top issues for Bernie delegates. So he also supported restrictions on abortion as governor. What they were hoping for is not a centrist, quote-unquote. They were hoping for an acknowledgement of this progressive movement of Bernie's, 13 million votes or so, to have an actual progressive vice presidential pick, and that's what they were talking about. Now, they did say that if they live in a state that's a battleground state, or a red state, that they most likely, or you know, they most likely would vote for Hillary Clinton in a battleground state. In states like California, which they expect to go for Clinton by a large margin, some of them may lodge a protest vote, and some of them may go third party.
And Doug, here's what I have to say about that. Okay, look, you know this. You've lobbied Congress, and I'm being pragmatic here. I really am, and I'm respectful of our friends that are Bernies, even of our friends that are Bernies and Busters. Okay, I'm respectful of that. But what I have to say is this waffling quasi, you know, we're support kind of sort of, yeah, maybe if this, then that kind of, you know what, maybe you tell me how we deal with a Donald Trump and a Mike Pence's president and vice president.
Right, and I did have to, and I did when I was listening to them talk about their strategies. Oh, if it's, you know, we know certain states are going to be blue, they said. We know certain states are going to be red. We know certain states are going to be battleground, so we can adjust our voting strategies accordingly. I personally reject that kind of strategy.
You can't count on anything.
Every vote matters, and you can't just automatically think that because you live in California that it's automatically going to go to Democrats this year. So, you know, I think every vote counts, and I'm really skeptical of that particular agenda. I do understand where they're coming from in terms of their progressive agenda and the heartbreak, they said, that Hillary Clinton hasn't done more to move toward more progressive issues. And maybe there's more fence mending that the Clinton campaign can do to bring more of the Bernie Sanders people on board. But there, you know, Bernie Sanders ran a bottom-up campaign, so all these delegates are making their decisions individually. He was told, though, I mean, I do have to mention this in case people have forgotten. Senator Sanders himself has said that Hillary Clinton is the best candidate now to vote for in November, and he urged support for her. So hopefully enough of them will listen that Trump doesn't become president, because that's the big fear, and it's a very real fear.
Right. And Doug, here's what happens. A bunch of people don't show up because they think it's in the bag. We got a bunch of people that vote, oh, well, I'm not going to vote for Hillary. I'm going to vote for the other guy just to send him a message. Okay.
Right.
You know,
right.
There is a difference between a president that sneaks in with 51% of the vote and a president that gets 60-65% of the vote.
Yeah, I mean, and personally, I believe Donald Trump represents a fascist movement in this country, and that every vote counts, and that the person is the White House. It's either going to be Hillary Clinton or it's going to be Donald Trump. And I do not want the leader of an emerging American fascist movement to become president of the United States, period. So those two candidates, one of them are going to be president. All right. I've decided, you know, I mean, personally, we can't win, go one way or the other. But obviously, the Democrat is more union friendly. The Democrat is much better for this country than a neo-fascist celebrity narcissist, a greedy, hustling billionaire like Donald Trump. That's absolutely crystal clear in my brain.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, the long and short of it is, folks, this is not the time to be playing games. This is not the time, quite honestly, to take your ball and go home because you don't like the, you know. You know, for the love of God, do the right thing.
At the same time, the DNC has got a clear house. If they had people in there supporting one candidate over another, I mean, for the next round of elections, they got to clean house and make sure that doesn't happen again. And to the extent that it exists, whatever kind of wink, wink, nod, nod, pseudo-corruption is going on, you know, in politics, has to be cleansed if you want true progressives on board to support you. And I think that's a strong message of the Bernie campaign, too. So who knows? We'll have to all wait and see what they actually do on the floor. We don't know yet exactly what form this is going to take, but they were talking possibility of Kane mutiny at their press briefing this morning in Philadelphia.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To top this off,
I just want to reiterate this one more time. DNC emails were hacked by Russian military units, provided to WikiLeaks by a person that would love to have a puppet running the United States. What can I tell you?
And we've already seen how fond Trump is of outright dictators and authoritarian figures like Putin like Mussolini, you know, retweeted a Mussolini quote. I mean, it's just insane. And this year of all years, okay, if you think you've got it covered, if you think you know the conventional wisdom of how it's going to play out so your vote can just be thrown away in a protest vote, you're insane. This year is the anti-conventional wisdom year, okay? So all the assumptions you thought you could make safely about politics, throw them out. The only thing that's going to count come November is when they count up those votes. Which presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and it's going to be one of them, which one of them will be in the Oval Office? Do you want to throw your vote away on a presidential candidate that's not going to actually take the White House?
You know, again, there's a lot to be said for a landslide versus somebody sneaking in at 51%. And you have to make that decision. Do you want to support the person that's going to help you, or do you want to play games? It's up to you.
Yeah, and Bernie's always said the political revolution should continue after the election, so they could make a tactical, strategic move now to be absolutely, positively, 100% sure that Donald Trump doesn't become president, and then after that, continue on with their organizing, their grassroots mobilizations, their progressive push. And that, I think, is what ends up making the most strategic sense. At least if I was calling the shots for strategy, that would be it.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Doug, have fun in Philly. Don't forget to have a Philly cheesesteak. Don't ask for Swiss cheese, please.
And all right.
And, of course, we've got dinner waiting for you as you come back through Pittsburgh to get up back home to Madison, yeah?
Yeah, well, depending on how beaten down I get here at the convention or how much energy I expend, hey, maybe I might take you up on that.
So, well, there you go. You want fries?
Later in the week and see how things are.
You want fries with that? In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio.